Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E, 9/14/1960. Today is 2/13/2024. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman, originally from Bryant College Station, B-R-Y-A-N-T College Station here in Texas. She's a caregiver, used to work for hospice, but has not been able to work for 28 years. She's been widowed and has had five children, four are alive at this time. She does smoke, she does drink, but not on a regular basis, period. She tells me that she's been feeling very weak, has been getting so weak that she has a hard time getting to the bathroom because of her shortness of breath of her severe pain, period. New paragraph, she has not seen her regular doctor because she feels like she's no longer able to get to the doctor's office because of her shortness of breath. Period. She's in need of oxygen. She used to have oxygen, but it was taken away from her. She does have a nebulizer at this time. Period. Back surgery includes 3 back surgery, 2 neck surgery, which caused her disability to begin with. Review system, shortness of breath, weakness, tiredness, not sleeping, having bowel and bladder incontinence, not because of back problems, but because of the fact that she's too weak to get to the bathroom. She's short of breath and has severe pain on a regular basis. Allergy, Levaquin, COVID vaccination is up to date. Also, review of system, put down headache and shortness of breath with activity, rest and dizziness. Family history, mom's 83 years old, still living, dad died of some sort of cancer. Also, in past medical problems, put down bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, history of failed back syndrome, COPD, chronic back pain. Okay. History of narcotic use related to her back pain, hypertension out of control, patient is out of medication, history of neuropathy. And pedal edema related to her medication and being out of medication and not taking her diuretic. Medications includes gabapentin, 300 milligram TID, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day, Celebrex, 200 milligram once a day, Maxide, 37.5, 25 once a day, amlodipine, 10 milligram a day, lisinopril, 10 milligram a day. Acetaminophen, codeine, 360 milligram PRN for pain. Symbicort, 160/4.5, 2 puffs 4 times a day. Those are her medication. Let's see. As far as vital signs, 181/108. 88 or 98, 18 of febrile. Patty appears quite weak. She's sitting in a reclining position, having a hard time to sit up straight. She says she's one of those days today that she's actually wearing a diaper because she's afraid she won't be able to get to the bathroom because of her weakness. Heart positive, 1 positive, 2. Lungs, tachycardic lungs, clear. Bronchi and rounds bilaterally. Abdomen, soft. Neck, decreased range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, skin, no rash, lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological, has generalized weakness but no lateralizing symptoms. Assessment, 63-year-old woman with malignant hypertension. I have asked her to go to the emergency room now. She says she's tired of going to the emergency room. She's tired of going to the hospital. She's tired of going to doctors. She just wants to be kept comfortable at home till she dies. Next number, COPD. Next number is check O2 with activity and at rest. Next number is chronic pain. Next number is history of failed back syndrome. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is pedal edema. Next number, I'm afraid with their blood pressure being elevated like this, she's at a high risk of developing congestive heart failure. Next number is her meds need to be refilled ASAP. Next one was shortness of breath with activity. Next one was headache. Next one was dizziness related to blood pressure out of control. Next one was chronic pain. Next number, continued breathing treatments. Next one was generalized weakness. Next one was episodic bladder incontinence. Next number, used to be able to use a walker, but no longer able to because of her severe pain and increased weakness. Next number, overall prognosis is quite poor unless this person gets some help with their medication at home. This will be communicated to the medical director via a copy of this note. Thank you.